I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, your host and branch manager with LPL Financial. Joining me today, to my left, J.C. Haspel, and to my right, a gentleman I think I've seen before, Dr. Steve Money. How are you?
Good, good, good. Glad to be back.
Been a while. Good to have you. Good to have you here. He's finally escaped from court for a brief interim.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Interlude, at least. And we've got him here. Good to have him here. I want to remind you of our free book. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, Hedge Funds for Dummies. If you want to diversify your portfolio and lower your risk exposure, here's what you should know. Right, JC? Hedge Funds for Dummies explains the different types of funds, explores the pros and cons of funds as an investment, allows shows you how to pick a good broker, and much, much more. It tells you what a hedge fund does, what it is, how they're structured, determining whether a hedge fund is right for your portfolio, calculating risk and return. Many people look at return, JC, but ignore the risk, don't they?
Right.
When they look at a portfolio. Short-term and long-term tax issues, developing a hedge fund investment strategy, monitoring and profiting from macroeconomic trends, evaluating fund performance and evaluating hedge fund management, what fees you should pay, how to pick an advisor or broker, the paperwork, purchasing requirements, how to get money out of them, all these things. The reason I mention this book and we're giving away this book is because we show it. We have a strategy that's similar to hedge funds, not the same, but it's similar to hedge funds that we use called long short. We're going to talk about it on today's show, and it works very well in up or down markets. It works extremely well. The book is Hedge Funds for Dummies. You can get a free copy of it. Plus, our special report on Social Security, how to get your benefits and maximize your benefits, how to get a custom report, 30-page report from us. It's all free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give me a call, 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. It is the weekend. You will get our voicemail. When you do, please leave your name and your address. And that's all you have to do. And we will send you the book and the reports on Social Security and all that stuff absolutely free. And all you have to do is fill out the Social Security questionnaire, mail it back to us, and we will get you a free custom report that shows you how to make up to $250,000 more from Social Security.
And producing that adds up.
And I recommend you to do it now rather than later, because the rules change April 30th of this year. Many of the rules change for Social Security and for how you can get your benefits and what you can get. And so if you snooze, you lose. And I'm not kidding. When it comes to Social Security, you could lose a lot if you snooze on this one. And so don't wait. Call for the information now. The number to call, 888-599-0640, 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and address. We'll send you the book, Hedge Funds for Dummies, and the information on Social Security, how to get the free report, as well as our long short report on the portfolio that we're going to talk about on the show today. Steve, I was asking you before the show if you'd ever heard of this firm called BlinkHealth.com. Blink as in blink your eyes.
I'm embarrassed to say that the answer was no. I had not heard of that.
Well, up until last night, I hadn't either. And I saw a news story, I don't know, on NBC News. I think it was on the network news. That's how I found out about this.
Yep.
And they said this is a firm that acts as a payor. They're not really an insurance company. They're a vendor, I guess you would say. Best way to describe it, intermediary.
Yeah.
And you go online to their website, you look up your prescription, and I looked up one of mine that I take. I only take one prescription, but I looked it up last night online on their website, and I pay about $15 a month right now for the prescription.
All right.
Their cost to me, with or without insurance, they don't care if you have insurance or don't, was $1.50 for a 30-day supply.
I mean, that is beyond stunning.
10% of what I paid.
Yep.
And there are many folks out there listening to our show who are in the Medicare system.
Correct.
Medicare has this infamous donut.
The donut.
And
do not.
And Medicare has pretty high drug costs as well as other costs involved with Medicare, contrary to what Bernie Sanders tells us.
Yep.
Reality is Medicare is not that great, I hate to tell you. Anyhow, if you're a Medicare person or anybody out there paying for prescription drugs, you need to go to this website and look and just type in the name of the prescription you have, and it tells you what the price is. It pops right up immediately. It tells you here's what it is on for 30-day supply or 60-day supply, whatever. You just tell it, 10 milligrams Xanax or 10 milligrams Ambien, whatever it is, and it'll tell you how much it costs. And they're using primarily generics, of course, which is how they can do this. But what happens is you go on the system, you pay them for your prescription, say $2 for your prescription. And then you take their voucher that they give you to your pharmacy. You can fill the script at your pharmacy, at CVS, at Walgreens, at Walmart. They all take it. And you take it to the pharmacy counter and give them this voucher. Then they bill them instead of billing your insurance company. They bill this company, BlinkHealth.com, and they get paid by them.
But to be very clear on this, this isn't like the deal where you, buy a couple of bottles of OxyContin from Russia and all that.
You have to have a script.
You have to already have the prescription.
Yes, correct.
And all you're doing is paying them some amount of money.
Right.
You're buying a voucher.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you probably print off the voucher.
Yes.
And you take that voucher with your prescription
mm-hmm.
to your pharmacy.
Yep. And you can go to the same pharmacy you're going to now. And you get it filled the way you do now. You just don't pay as much.
Now, here's what I think, too. Not that anybody matters. That's why we're on All Across America. Because nobody cares. But say in your case, okay, now you went from $15 to $1.50.
Right.
Or so. Still making money. They're still making money. That shows the markup on the prescription drugs.
Well, and I don't have a problem with somebody making money.
No, absolutely not.
If I'm getting a 30-day supply for $1.50, I still like it. I'm still happy.
That's right. And my point is that's how much the markup is on this medication.
Right.
That you can pay $1.50 and everybody along that chain is still making money.
I'm amazed they can fill a script for $1.50. Because I don't know how you can even pay the labor to CVS to fill it for $1.50.
Well, I'd sure like to know what the...
quite frankly.
Yeah, I'd like to see the contract on that. That's pretty interesting. Because I know, home health and hospice agencies or certain organizations that have contracts with pharmacies, they'll always say, we'll sell it to you for 10% of the average wholesale price. And, of course, you never know what the average wholesale price is. So, I mean, there's a lot of flexibility in those numbers. And that's why you can buy the same drugs in Europe or South America or wherever for pennies.
Right.
And it's the same stuff you can get here for, $15, $20.
And many different people, if I'm not mistaken, in the healthcare system that we have pay different prices for the same drug.
Correct.
Depending on whether you're on Medicare, have private insurance, or have no insurance. It's like they have a 15-tiered price structure for the same drug, from what I can tell of the system. But I was shocked when I put this in because I thought, maybe they'll come back and say it's $50 instead of, $15. That if you don't have insurance, I figured, because my insurance, I'm sure, is subsidizing
the cost.
It's
like the free app that you have to buy everything on.
My prescription, yeah.
Okay, and, well, let me ask you this. Okay, you paid $1.50 for that.
Right.
How much was the voucher for?
I don't think it says. I think you just take
the voucher.
You take the voucher and it just says, 30 pills and here.
Give this guy his pills.
Give this guy 30 pills and here and bill us for it and we'll pay for it.
Wow.
So I'm not sure how they – I'm assuming they have contracts with the drug providers and or the pharmacies.
They would have to.
Right.
And if you're paying, say, $1.50, BlinkHealth.com is making money and the pharmacy's making money out of that $1.50. That shows you how cheap drugs really are.
Right. And that's the thing is that all I care about is the consumers. At the end of the day, what do I pay for my prescription?
Exactly.
If it's $1.50 and I was paying $15, that's a 90% savings where I come from, according to my math. And that's pretty good savings, especially for not having to do much except print off a voucher off a printer on a printer and take it to the drugstore with me when
I go.
That's
pretty astounding.
That's pretty easy to do. And the nice part is they don't care whose insurance you have. They don't even know if you have insurance.
It doesn't matter.
They don't care. They're not using your insurance.
In essence, you're a cash payer. You're a cash customer.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
And that's the beauty of the system, especially for people. There are many people out there that have, contrary to the government thinks, they have no insurance.
So people that get on BlinkHealth.com, they can put in maybe their local. I mean, again, we're on all across America, so people can put in their pharmacy and see if they take this. Probably
right. Well, it lists on their website the pharmacies that take their stuff, and CVS and Walgreens and Walmart are all on there. I can tell you.
Okay.
Which covers probably 90% of the prescriptions filled in America.
I would certainly think.
I would say, and the Kroger's on there, which is not here in our town, but there are across America. Target's on there also, but Walmart, Target, CVS, Walgreens, all the major.
So it'd be interesting if you have one of the $4 Walmart prescriptions, put it in there and see how much cheaper it is.
It's probably going to be less.
I mean, that'd be pretty neat if it's like 40 cents now.
I was quite astounded to see it. I figured it would drop to maybe $10 or $5 from $15, but the drop to $1.50 was quite impressive, I will admit. And I priced just for grins, I typed in Ambien for a 30-day supply of Ambien, which I don't take.
You and Joe Kennedy.
But you know how much they charge for a 30-day supply of Ambien?
No.
95 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
95 cents.
Wow.
Less than a dollar.
All right.
That's hard to beat. I mean, I think that's hard to beat. I don't think you can get it much cheaper than that. And it was funny because I can't remember what prescription it was, but I found something I was playing on their website, and it came back and it said zero. The cost is zero.
So did you stock up on that?
No, I didn't.
Get a bunch of vouchers for that.
I'm just sitting here scratching my head going, how do you make money on this? Because that math doesn't work.
According. Yeah, I don't know how you make money on zero.
Unless you're the federal government or doing Common Core.
That's exactly. As long as you feel good about
that's
it.
That's right. We got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Hedge Funds for Dummies. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
These are strange days we live in. The night's getting... Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with Steve Money and JC Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to. We have a free book to give you. It's called Hedge Funds for Dummies. All about hedge funds and how they work and how they operate and how you can use them to help your portfolio. You can get a free copy of the book, plus our report on how to get your Social Security information for free. Get a custom report. It's all free. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. I want to talk about this new strategy we have, Steve. Which I don't think you've been here when we've discussed it in the past. The last couple times we've done our show.
Well, if you've talked about it in the last month, I assure you I've not been here.
This is a strategy that's called market neutral investing. Now, what's the one variable that gets in the way of most investment strategies, do you think? Probably the market, right? Market direction.
That could be it, yeah.
Trying to figure out market direction. Trying to figure out market direction is rather cumbersome and difficult at times. And, you know, look at this year, for example. The market starts out straight in the tank at the beginning of the year. China, oil, whatever you want to call it, pushes the market down, goes down 10, 11% the first 5 weeks of the year, right? Roughly, JC?
Right.
Oil has a lot to do with it. China had a lot to do with it. Those were the two main catalysts involved in that. Now we have a reversal the last couple of days, somewhat of a reversal. The market's gone a little bit up a little bit. But anyhow, figuring out the market direction is always difficult to do. It's the one variable that's just difficult to predict. Market neutral investing, the way we do it in our long short portfolio, Steve, is we take 70% of the money and we put it in bonds or cash right off the bat. So 70% is put away into fairly conservative investments, right?
Doesn't get more conservative than cash.
Yeah. 30% we take and we split. 15% goes long, 15% goes short. So you have 15% on one side and 15% on the other, where you're about equal, right?
Right.
Okay. Like a scale. Think of it as a scale.
Sure.
If you put, I could give a good drug analogy, but I won't do that. If you put 15 grams on one side and 15 grams on the other, you should have a balanced scale, right? Okay. What we're trying to do here is the short positions go up when the market goes down, primarily, because you're betting against those positions, okay?
Right.
Let's say you take certain sectors of the economy that are not doing well right now.
Such as?
Oil.
Oil.
Coal. Has the government waged a war on coal, the EPA?
Yes, they have.
For how long now? For 7 years?
Seven years.
We've had a war on coal. Guess what the coal stocks have done for the last year or two?
My guess would be?
They've tanked.
Plummeted.
Yes, that's exactly what they've done. Guess what oil stocks have done for the last month or two?
Kind of the same.
About the same thing, yep. Yeah. For different reasons, but they've done about the same thing. So we go short certain sectors. We tank. There's about 200 sectors in the U.S. economy. We take the sectors and we rank them 1 through 200. Okay?
Wait a minute. If there's seven sectors, how do you rank
200,
them?
There's 200.
Oh, I thought you said seven.
No.
I was like, stay really?
With me
I thought there was more than that.
Stay with me here.
We subdivide those.
There's just some common seven. Core math.
Yeah. That's right.
Seven, 200, what
the
heck?
What's
the
difference? That's right.
What's numbers among friends?
So we take them and we rank them 1 through 200. We buy numbers 1 and 2. We want them to go up. They're the top performing two. We want them to go up. The bottom two, let's just say they were coal and oil for the sake of argument, we go short those two. We bet on them going down. The market's going to be somewhere in the middle because the market is, after all, the average of all these sectors, right?
Right.
And the average cannot be at the top, really, or the bottom.
Or the bottom.
Or the,
right.
Or the whole thing would move somewhere else. It'd have to be somewhere else. We can't all be better than average, contrary to what we think. We can't all be better than average at something.
No matter how many medals they give you.
Right.
There's winners and losers.
Participation medals.
Yeah. Okay. Participation in the stock market medals.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we need.
Yeah. Don't you just feel better that you put money in there?
So, anyhow, we rank the sectors 1 through 200. We buy the top two. We short the bottom two. We don't care which way the market goes. We don't care if it goes up, down, or sideways. We do not care. We are agnostic about the market. This is what's called a spread trade. We make the spread between the top two sectors and the bottom two sectors. So if the top two are up 15, Steve, and the bottom two are up 5, what's the spread?
10.
10%, right?
Yep.
We make 10%. If the market goes up, let's say in that scenario. Now, let's say the market does the opposite, like it's done this year. It goes down. The bottom two are, or the top two are down 5%. The bottom two are down 15%. We make 10%. The spread, right?
Correct.
From minus 5 to minus 15 is 10%. Well, let's say the market goes sideways, the third scenario here. The top two are up 5. The bottom two are down 5. We still make 10%. 10% spread, right?
Between 5 in each direction.
Right. So, no matter which way the market goes, we can potentially make money as long as we get a spread between the two, as long as the two separate, the two groups separate. As long as 1 and 2 outperform 199 and 200, we can make money. Now, if they invert, then we could lose money if the bottom two outperform the very top two. But the chances of that over time are not very significant, over a good period of time, 3 or 4 months, let's say.
There's a reason two are at the top
right,
and two are at the bottom.
Right.
So if you're just playing the odds.
Right. Now, if we only had 7 sectors, like what you alluded to earlier.
I apologize for that.
No, that's all right. No, if we only had 7 sectors, then there would be a chance of the bottom two outperforming the top two.
Sure.
A better chance, right? But with 200 sectors, we have a lot of separation between the two in the industries. We have a lot of industries in between there. And numbers 1 and 2 don't have to come in at 1 and 2 for us to make money. All they have to do is come in above 199 and 200, anywhere above 199 and 200, and we still make money.
So that's like if a bear's chasing you, you don't have to be faster than the bear.
That's
you just
right.
got to be faster than your buddy.
Right. Gotcha. Exactly.
Yep.
And that's all we want them to do is 1 and 2 only have to be faster. They don't have to be faster than the market. They should be faster than the bottom
199,
two.
199
and 200. That's right. And I've sat down with clients and explained the strategy to them. And they asked me, how do you pick them and how this and that? And I said, it's easier to pick the losers in the market than it is to pick the winners.
Yeah.
Because the losers sometimes are so obvious, they just jump off the page at you. And if you look at the rankings right now, you see oil at the bottom, oil exploration, oil this, oil that. And you see coal at the bottom, steel, coal, basic materials, all these things are at the bottom. You know, it's much easier to pick which ones are the bottom two, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would think the bottom two are much easier than the top two, because there's probably not much difference between 1 and 2, 2 and 3.
Right.
2 and 4, 2 and 5 maybe.
And believe it or not, right now our bottom two are up quite a bit. The shorts are up. We've made money on the shorts, I mean by that. They've gone down in price. Excuse me. We've made money on them. But we've actually made money on our longs also. Our longs are actually up for the year, even though the market's down quite a bit for the year. Our long positions have made us money this year. Not as much as the short positions, because the market's been down, so the shorts have made us the bulk of our money. But if the market had gone up 10% in the first month of the year instead of down 10%, our longs probably would have made us the money and not the shorts. The nice part of this is when the market changes direction, we don't have to do anything. We just sit tight. And the market does frequently change direction. We just hold our positions. We just wait for the spread to get wider and wider and wider. We just wait for more separation in the groups, and that's all we need is separation amongst the groups. We just want them to continue to get further and further apart over time. We don't change direction every time the market zigs or zags, which it does. Even if the market goes up or down, it goes up some days and down other days, and it moves back and forth consistently. And so about 50% of the days are up and 50% of the days are down for the market over a given year. It's almost an even equal spread between the two.
So how frequently do you make that determination?
I look at the rankings. I look at them every week. I look at the rankings every week. And really the only time I'll replace a sector is if it drops out of the list. Like if it goes, the 1 and 2 drops below 10, wow. I replace them. We can take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Hedge Funds for Dummies. You can get a free copy of it and information on a long, short portfolio. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, Hedge Funds for Dummies, all about hedge funds and hedge fund strategies, which is something we're talking about on the show today, about a long-short strategy, which is similar to what hedge funds do with their money. And you can get the book and the information about long-short. It's all free, as well as the Social Security information and how to get your free custom 30-page report on how you can get up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640 for the information. All that information is free.
Now, we've mentioned this before, but just to remind some people, you can actually get that information that you need, the listeners need to run this analysis. They can get that online themselves.
Right. They get the information and they send it to me along with our questionnaire.
Yeah.
And then we put it all in the computer. Actually, JC puts it all in the computer and I sit down with them and go over the report. And you know what we found out was just, I'm sure this will shock you. I found out that the Social Security Administration is rather complex.
No.
And the rules are somewhat complicated as to how they work. Yeah. I mean, if you get divorced and remarried before 60 versus after 60, it's a huge difference.
Man, why do you got to bring that up?
If you file at 62 versus 63, it's a difference, or 66 is entirely different.
So it's never too early to get divorced? Is that what you're saying? But it could be too late. I don't know.
You talking about a personal or financial?
No, we know the answer to that.
That sounds
one,
like a personal question to me.
Okay. Well, the reason I bring up that people can do this online is, frequently, right, you drive by a Social Security office and there's a line out the door.
Oh, and there will be come April, I promise you. There'll be a long line.
And nobody wants to go do that.
Right. I mean, now, this information they need for my report, they can all get online.
Just get online.
Yes.
Right.
It's very easy to get. It's actually on the first page when you log into Social Security. It's pretty easy to get. It's really simple. It is very simple. And I will give them credit. They've made it fairly easy to get this information. It is fairly easy. But yeah, and people that don't get it should. You know, if you haven't gotten this and run this, you should definitely get the information. It's free. Get the report. At least you'll know, because then you'll know what your benefits are going to be and what the maximum strategy is. And we will tell you, and we'll sit down with you and go over it with you.
So when they get their information, do they call your office, log in on your website? What do they do to get the information to you?
We have them mail it to us or fax it to us or email it to us.
Okay.
However they want to get it to me. I don't care.
Okay.
They can drop it off. Some people drop it off at our office.
And you charge what for this?
It's free.
Zero. Exactly.
Zero. And it's one of the most useful software programs I've ever bought, I will tell you.
You know,
I use it far more than I ever thought I would.
I would think one of the cool things from your standpoint is, you know, going into it, you're probably going to make people some money.
Right. Yes.
Just going to. But they're skeptical.
Right.
And so I would think it probably is pretty cool when you go, hey, you know, if you do it this way, it's $175,000
more. And I've had people walk in that were not drawing spousal benefits,
yep,
that were getting their benefit on their own number.
Right.
And they can immediately increase their benefit by several hundred dollars a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Just by going to the security office and saying, hey, give me my spousal benefit.
Man, that's worthwhile.
It happens. There's a lot of things that people just don't know. And I'm not saying I know all the rules about Social Security. I don't know half of them, I will tell you. It's a very complicated system. But there's a lot of ways to simply do simple things to increase your benefits.
You know, the book you gave away on Social Security, one of the things that really stuck out with me on that, and I've used it in some other situations now, is people go, well, they didn't call me or they didn't tell me. Or
they're not going
to
tell you.
They're not going to. Nope. I said, in fact, they have rules that tell their employees, don't help.
Right. It's like, do you think the IRS is going to tell you how to save on your taxes?
No, heck no.
Do you really think they're going to do that?
No, sir.
They're not. It's like, is the insurance salesman going to tell you the annuity's bad for you? No.
Don't
hold your breath
on
that.
Not going to happen.
Don't hold your breath on that.
You know, don't ask a barber if you need a haircut.
That's right.
So, you know.
Okay. I want to go back in time here.
Your way, way back machine.
That's right. The way, way back machine. Once upon a time, I gave away a movie here on the show instead of a book. I gave away a DVD. Do you remember this, JC?
Yeah. You want me to say the name of it?
Sure, if you know it.
Moneyball.
Oh, my gosh. He does remember.
The movie you talk about pretty much every day.
Okay.
I don't remember you giving that away, though.
Sometimes I forget my own name, but we remember that movie.
We did. Moneyball, who was written by the same guy who wrote The Big Short.
I did not know
Michael
that.
Michael Lewis.
Didn't know that.
He also wrote, what's the quarterback movie? The football player movie? The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
Yes, he wrote that movie as well. Okay.
Well, this guy's just a proliferate
writer. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. Okay, Moneyball. The reason I bring this movie up, Brad Pitt stars in the movie. It's a great movie. Jonah Hill's in it, Brad Pitt. Anyhow, in Moneyball, Brad Pitt, who plays a guy named Billy Bean,
Billy Bean.
The Oakland A's manager, I still believe he is. Okay, wanted to reduce the game of baseball to one variable, which was on-base percentage, right, JC?
That is correct.
Okay. Why do I discuss this? Because
JC wonders.
That's what we're doing with long short.
Fantastic question.
What are we doing with long short? We're taking all the other variables out of the equation. We're taking the market out of the equation, right?
Correct.
We're looking at the spread. All we care about is the spread. All we care about is the spread with long short. We don't care which way the market goes. I don't want to go to bed at night having to worry about what the market's going to do tomorrow. With long short, we don't have to. We don't care. If the market goes down, my shorts will make money. If the market goes up, my longs will make money. Okay? Let's look at an example. Over the last 30 days, the S&P was down 9.3%, Steve. Coal index off 18.38% over the same period. Okay? 18%. More than double what the market was down, right?
Yes. Yep.
So the coal index, we could say, underperformed the market, correct?
Yes.
The market was down 9, it was down 18.
Down 18.
Right. The utility index over the same period was up about 1%. Not great, but a lot better than the market, right? And that's 10%
correct.
Ahead of the market.
Right.
And 19% ahead of the utility
right.
index, okay? So if we went long utilities and short coal, we have a 19% spread between the two in 30 days.
Not too slouchy.
And that's in a down market. It doesn't matter if the market, if they've all gone up, all gone down, whatever. If you have a 19% spread between them, you still make 19%. That's what I'm talking about here. This isn't rocket science. Nobody does this that I know of as an advisor, a financial advisor.
And why would that be?
Most financial advisors, JC, wouldn't you say, are terrified of the word short?
Oh, yes, yes.
They don't understand it. Many clients don't understand it. And I get that. That's okay. Financial advisors are terrified of a few things, Steve. Options, shorts, things like that just strikes fear in their heart.
See, I thought you were going to say because they don't make any money off of it.
That too. Because it's not an annuity. So
yeah.
That's why they don't do it, because you can't do an annuity. So,
investment good, annuity bad.
I wish I could short an annuity. That's what I like to do. Figure out a short an annuity. Anyhow, that's why they don't do it. It's not simple. It is complicated. It's not something they can get, most of them can get their head around. 99% of advisors in the world don't trade options because they can't get their head around them. They don't know how to trade them. They just don't know how to do it, Steve. And if you're only licensed to sell mutual funds,
what are you going to sell?
And annuities, you can't do a long short strategy. Yeah. Basically, you're out of luck. And financial advisors that sell annuities most of them don't have securities licenses. So they can't sell even mutual funds or things like that.
Well, there you have it.
Just not in their wheelhouse. You know, if you're the car lot that only offers Pintos.
I was just thinking that.
You really can't sell Lamborghinis
because
your Pinto just isn't going to cut it. And that's why they don't do it. It's complicated. It takes, you have to watch it. I watch it every day. I watch the portfolio every day. Look at what these positions are doing all the time. I keep an eye on them. I know what they're doing. And I monitor them closely. JC and I ran some tests on this before we rolled this out to our clients, and I put 5 portfolios in my software. Different positions, all long short, with the basic concept of long and short,
right?
I loaded 5 different portfolios in the system. All 5 went up.
Man.
All of them. Not one of them, not 2 of them. 5 out of 5 went up. All the portfolios went up. That's how I knew the concept worked. I knew we had a good concept here. We were onto something. But the long short portfolio that we have, when only went up, it went up 20% over 2 months.
I mean, if you got that in a year, you'd be
pretty
astounded.
Sure, that'd be decent. But over the same period, the market was down 10%.
Yeah.
And the portfolio was up 20. I'm like, hey, we're on to something here. And the nice part is the volatility dropped dramatically from a long-only portfolio to a long-short portfolio. I found the portfolio went down close to 90% because you have offsetting positions.
Wow.
You're not long only. You're long only. You go up and down with the market, and your return is driven by the market. In this portfolio, it's not. It's got nothing to do with the market, which is why I like it so much. It reduces the volatility, has a much better chance of doing well, especially in a down market like this. It's insulated and protected because you have short positions. You're betting on the short positions going down. This portfolio does very well on down days, extremely well on down days, actually. Those are the best days for this portfolio. Yeah. I can tell you, they have been so far this year. It does great on down days. I love it when we have a down day in the market with this portfolio because it does tends to do very well. And it pays to have short positions. You can't think in terms of long only. If you think about Dennis Gartman, one of my favorite prognosticators, he goes short a lot.
Yes.
He says you got to be either long or short, but you got to be with the market. You got to be on the right side. And that's exactly what we're talking about here, being on both sides of the market, being long and short at the same time. We have to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Hedge Funds for Dummies. You can get that information on the Long Short Portfolio. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
To cure me from loving you, it may sound a little extreme. I'll do what I have to do.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan Witham, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, Hedge Funds for Dummies. You can learn all about hedge funds and how they operate, as well as the long short portfolio that we're running for you that's similar to a hedge fund. It's not the same, but it is similar. And it's all free. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and address when you get our voicemail, and we'll send you the book and the information about long short and the Social Security stuff. It's all free. No cost, no obligation whatsoever. Steve, we talked before about long short and when the market goes down. Let's talk about when the market goes up, which it's been known to do on occasion. Not recently, but on
not
occasion,
recently, yeah.
It has been known to go up occasionally. Okay. I want to take you back to 2015, about a year ago. The S&P went up 2.92% in the month of February. 2.9%, right?
Right.
For a month. The strongest sector, a building ETF, building sector, was up 5.21%. The software sector was down at the same time, 0.01%. So if we were long building and short software, we'd be up 5.21% at the end of the day. Well, the S&P was up 2.9, which is right in the middle, about where the S&P, where I would expect it to be, is about in the middle of the two groups. If we're picking our groups right, the S&P should be right in the middle of where they are.
Right.
If we pick the top sectors and they perform like we think they will, and the bottom sectors perform like we think they will, the market's going to be about
right
in the
middle. By definition, everybody else is between and betwixt the two.
That's right. And the market should, in theory, be close to the middle. You know, some may not be right in the middle, but somewhere close to that, especially over a 1 or 2 month time frame. The longer the time frame, the more it's going to probably approximate the middle. And that's exactly what we want to happen. And so this is really a rather simple strategy. It's hard for people to get their head around it because they think of shorts are just seen as risky to people. It's just a perception.
Well, I think maybe grammatically and therefore neurologically, it's just kind of hard to grasp. I'm making money when the market goes down.
Right.
It just kind of doesn't even sound
because we're so
right.
used to losing money
right.
when the market goes down. And you're right. And that's what it comes from. It comes from our history and our experience and our exposure. And, you know, when I talked about this a few weeks ago on the show, JC and I covered this. We talked about it. And I said it's like a whole new universe for investors because they really only think about long positions. They really have historically only thought about long positions.
Right. We make money when things go up.
Right. And they've never thought about short positions and making money when things go down.
When things go down.
But this is what the hedge fund world has lived in for decades. This is what they've done with hedge funds for decades. The problem is to get into most hedge funds, you've got to have $1 million. You have to be what's called a qualified investor, which means you have to have $1 million in liquid assets, which excludes most of my clients, right? Some of my clients do meet that category.
Sure.
Most of them do not. But with this strategy, we can do this without having to have $1 million. You can do it with $20,000. We can do it and set it up and run it for the client. And 70% of the money goes in bonds and cash. which reduces your volatility a great deal, tremendously. It reduces the volatility of the portfolio, of course. And the other thing is, the nice part is bonds do well when the market's not doing well. When the stock market drops, the bonds tend to do very well. And that's been the case this year. We've had some treasuries in there that have done extremely well so far this year. And so China can do what China wants to do. Oil can do what oil wants to do. And oil will do what oil wants to do, as we've seen. I saw an article yesterday or the day before, I think, where a company, some analyst said he thinks that one-third of the oil companies are going to go out by the end of the year. But they're going to be done.
I was literally having a conversation between the courthouse and the radio station today, and we were having a similar conversation, and this guy says, man, I'm reading that it may go down to $5 a barrel. Well, I don't know about that. But no matter where it goes, it's going to come back at some point. And I said, you know, if you're, say, OPEC, and you want to manipulate the market, just keep the supply high, prices low, American companies go out of business.
Yep.
And then you pull the trigger.
And they can do it as long as they want.
They can do it as long as they want.
And they can still make money at it, too, which is the sad part for us, you know. Hey, JC? You know, JC's a pilot.
I've heard that.
I don't know if you know this. He's got this fancy airplane he flies around in.
The new fancy one after the last one?
That's right.
Burned to the ground.
The one he caught on fire. Anyhow.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah. Sorry, besides ridiculing JC, yes. When you file... If you file a flight plan, let's just say you're going to fly from here to Dallas.
Okay.
And let's say you want to fly into Love Field.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to file a flight plan. Let's just assume you file a flight plan. Would you check, before you go airborne, would you check the weather?
I would do that.
What the weather conditions are going to be?
Yes.
Would you say that would be prudent to do so?
It is prudent and required.
Okay. It's required for a reason, because weather is a factor. Weather is a factor, yes. Okay. What would you think if you could eliminate weather from all flying?
I'd change flying a lot.
If that variable was taken out of flying?
That'd be pretty cool.
Right.
I'd do it.
It would make life a little simpler, wouldn't it?
Right.
For most pilots, at least. I would assume for most people it would be a lot simpler. Well, that's what we're doing with long short. We're taking the market out of the equation, right? Market direction. We don't care which way the market goes. We're eliminating the biggest variable that can have an impact on our outcome in this case, which is the market. And we're eliminating that. We're isolating it and eliminating it from the portfolio by going long and short at the same time. Because whether it goes up or goes down, we can make money as long as our spread widens. Right?
Correct.
As long as we pick the right groups. It all comes down to picking the right groups, the right sectors. I mean, that's what determines our return.
Right.
At the end of the day. If the top groups do what the top groups should do and outperform the market, and the bottom groups underperform the market, we will make money. As long as the top groups stay above the bottom groups, that's all that we need. It's for them to outperform the bottom groups. It's a very simple strategy. This is not rocket science. And if anybody wants to know about it, I will be happy to sit down with you and go over this. I will explain it to you in detail and show you the positions that we use and what we buy and how we do it. We buy exchange traded funds to do these positions, to put on the positions. It's very simple to do. It's not overly complicated. It's just a matter of ranking the sectors and picking the top two and picking the bottom two, picking the winners and picking the losers, the current ones, and then putting our money into place basically with them and putting the rest, 70% of the portfolio, into bonds and cash, which keeps is like an anchor to windward, if you will. It kind of slows things down in the portfolio and keeps it pretty steady as she goes, I think, and that's the way I look at it.
Some of our more savvy listeners might wonder if you need a margin account for this kind of thing. Can you do this in an IRA?
That's a good point. You don't need a margin account the way we do it. You can do it in an IRA, and you don't need a margin account. So that's a good point to bring up because of the short positions. You're right. That's a very good point. The way we do it is we buy a short ETF, where we're actually long the ETF, but it goes short the underlying, like coal or oil or whatever it might be. And so we can do it in an IRA. We don't have to have a margin account. And that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, JC, because it's a very, very good point. We can do this in an IRA. We can do it in a non-IRA account, any type of account. As long as we have $20,000 or more, we can do this. And that's just for cost purposes, to keep it cost effective, that we have that minimum of $20,000 to do this. And so if you have... Want to know more about it? Just give me a call. It's 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and address. We'll send you the book, Hedge Funds for Dummies, and information on Social Security and the Long Short Portfolio. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great week.
Money.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,